Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, we're going to talk Veterans Day and more, but first we've got Governor Greg Gianforte in the house here. Governor, we've got to get your take on the big election day last Tuesday. I know we spoke with you the day after the election, but man, the results just continue to pour in. FoxNews.com just published this story here, Montana's Road to Red. How the state shifted to all GOP leadership for the first time in over 100 years. Wow.
And let me just say, Aaron, I am so honored to serve this state. And I just want to start with gratitude for the support we got during the election. And I'm ready for four more years. We ran on our record. But there's still, as I said often, there's still rocks in the rock pile. We got more work to do. There's a number of things we got to take care of. But you are right. You go back to 2012, 7 of 8 statewide elected offices in Montana were Democrat. 7 of 8. Today, 9 of 9 are Republican. And I think it's a testament to the work, our policies, the people recognize that less government, being able to keep more of what you earn, getting regulations out of the way. And I'm so proud of the work that Senator Daines did to win back the U.S. Senate. Because with Trump back in the White House, he's got a window to clean out the swamp. We've been seeing it every day here in Montana, whether it's the EPA trying to shut down Colstrip or BLM throwing our ranchers off the grazing leases or whatever it is. We fight with the feds all the time. And if we didn't have the Senate, if Senator Daines had not helped us get those 53 seats in the Senate, President Trump would not be able to get his cabinet appointments. And I've said this often. When I came in, I'd been 16 years of Democrats in the governor's office here in Montana. It was like cleanup on aisle 3. Well, President Trump has that on steroids in Washington. That is a real mess. It's like aisle 3, aisle 4, aisle 5, the whole thing. And without the Senate, he wouldn't get his people in charge of these cabinets. And I'm looking forward to working with the Trump administration to advance Montana's interests.
You know, I told a few friends this before the election. I said, you watch, Senator Steve Daines is playing Moneyball here. If you saw that, you know, that legendary baseball movie, like there are a lot of people saying, why isn't he sending money down to Ted Cruz in Texas? Look, Ted Cruz is going to be fine. You've got limited resources. You've got to invest them in the right places to get, you know, the key victories across the finish line. And that's what was delivered in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and of course, right here in Montana as well.
Yeah, what you see there is, he didn't invest in lost causes, and he didn't invest where we had a safe seat. He put his money that he worked so hard to raise into races where he could make a difference.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. Well, of course, legislative leadership elections taking place in Helena tomorrow for the Montana legislature, and then back in the U.S. Senate on Wednesday. We're going to talk Veterans Day and much more with Governor Greg Gianforte right after this.
Have you ever...
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, let's start with the real reason we've got Governor Greg Gianforte here with us this in studio here on this Veterans Day. In about 2 hours, in just under 2 hours, he's going to be attending a ribbon cutting ceremony for a brand new Veterans Memorial in Billings, Montana. And Governor, I got a chance to catch up with Ken Callahan, the chairman for Hoodies for Heroes, and Rick Baker, the founder of Hoodies for Heroes. And I guess just describe what impresses you so much about this new memorial that you're going to be cutting the ribbon on here later this morning.
Yeah, so I had a chance to meet Rick this morning. What's most impressive was his vision to honor the fallen heroes from Iraq and Afghanistan. He has a machine shop in Shepherd, and he said, hey, there's memorials for all the other conflicts. Why not Iraq and Afghanistan? So he set out to make it happen and created hoodies for heroes. He fabricated the memorial in Deller Park in his shop, raised over $400,000 through Hoodies for Heroes. They're almost fully funded now, and we're going to be, and they've listed on there the names of 49 individuals that fell on the battlefield, either in Iraq or Afghanistan, to honor those individuals and the Gold Star families. We're going to have a number of them there at 11 o'clock. It's an appropriate ribbon cutting for Veterans Day to say thank you to every veteran who has served. And I'm just so proud to have a chance to serve the state where we have so many veterans. And that's why we're invested here in Veterans Day, but we need to do it throughout the year.
And Congressman Ryan Zinke is going to join us here in just a few minutes as well, not only to talk Veterans Day, but also to talk about all the newly elected veterans who will now be serving in Congress or the Senate as well. But you've been doing a veterans commendation where you've been going all across Montana now. I forget, second, third year you've done this now, recognizing veterans who continue to serve their communities. And that's a common pattern. We see those who have served continue to serve. What are some of the stories that have stood out to you, or maybe some themes that you've picked up on as you've done these commendations?
Yeah, there's such a thread of service. I started this when I was in Congress. I've continued it as governor. We announced today 50 new recipients for 2024. So I'll spend the next 12 months going to Plentywood and up in Lincoln County, down into Carter County, all over the state. We'll go to the VFW or the Legion Hall to say I fly a Montana flag at the state capitol in their honor. I read the letter of commendation. It's a way to bring the whole veterans community together. I think the story I like the best, we had a gentleman up in Lincoln County who had a real heart for service. He did the dishes at the senior center for decades after serving in the military. And his friends knew they were going to nominate him. They knew that if he thought there was a commendation ceremony for him, he wouldn't show up. So we showed up at lunch. He was in his apron from doing dishes because we knew he'd be there to do the dishes. Everyone else was in their dress uniform, and we honored him. But that's just typical of these veterans who have served their country and come home and continue to serve in their community.
You know, it's incredible. I've talked with guys. I remember I was talking with one guy, and he's a Green Beret. And I'm like, wow, that's incredible. I was like, you know, you went to, you know, you did this, you're a Green Beret, you did that. And he's like, oh, yeah, well, I'm not blah, 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 and I didn't do blah, 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 and I didn't do blah, blah, blah. It's like they all, you know, have this humility where they say, well, wait a minute, you know, I'm, and of course, the ultimate humility is the respect we have for the Gold Star family members and those who lost their loved ones. And that's why I love that they're specifically saying the names of those that were fallen with this new memorial so that, you know, because that's what we hear from so often from the Gold Star family members is say their names. Don't forget those.
We had a ceremony up in Ronan one time, and we were honoring this veteran, and I read the letter of commendation, and usually the veteran will say a couple words, and this guy was prepared. He came up to the podium, and he reaches in the podium, and he's got like a half a dozen awards he wants to give out. During his acceptance speech, he's given an award to the EMT and the fireman and the sheriff, and it was just the humility was incredible. And just he couldn't just accept the award. He had to thank other people that served the community.
Yeah, that's great. Well, while we got you here, any other thoughts, you know, post-election day, looking at the legislature, you know, given the gerrymandered redistricting process, it looks like it was still a pretty good night for the Montana GOP in particular because of the gerrymandered redistricting. It could have been a lot worse.
Well, Montana's bright red now. I mean, 2012, 7 of 8 statewide elected offices were Democrats. That's just 12 years ago. Today, 9 of 9 are Republican. We'll have a majority in the House. We'll have a majority in the Senate. And I look forward to where I've been calling legislators. I'm not quite done, but I'll get through them the rest of this week. I'm calling every legislator and saying, hey, bring your ideas, both Democrats and Republicans. because I think everybody's voice needs to be heard. Our country was founded on a set of principles, conservative principles, limited government, light regulation, and it's working. I was really proud of the fact that Montana, over the last 4 years, has second fastest wage growth in the country, and one of only two states in the country where wage growth exceeded inflation over the last 4 years. So this lighter touch, let people keep more of their hard-earned money, is working. There's more we need to do in this upcoming legislature. So I look forward to working with them.
Well, it's remarkable, too, when you talk about especially that wage growth number. So from when Trump was in office the first time around, well, we had a Democrat governor in Helena. So D.C. was going in the right direction. Helena was going in the wrong direction. Now we're going to have both Helena and D.C. moving in the right direction. Imagine what we can accomplish now, given the gains Montana made in light of these economic headwinds at the national level.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
I should just kick my feet up, go grab some more coffee, let the governor guest host the program for me here. We got Governor Greg Gianforte in the house. He's with us for just a few more minutes here, and then he's attending that ribbon-cutting ceremony in Billings a little bit later here this morning. Plus, Congressman Ryan Zinke and Navy Commander Ryan Zinke on the phone lines as well. Let's sneak in a quick caller here first. Mark in the Gallatin Valley, did you have a quick question or comment? Thanks for the call.
Yeah, I did. Hey, first off, I want to reach out and express my appreciation to all the veterans on Memorial Day. Also, to Governor Gianforte for his victory and representing Montana. But I do have a big question. So during the election, there was a lot of talk about unrealized gains taxes. Well, we're doing that already in Montana with our property tax on our houses. I worked for 40 years to pay for a house, and the local governments typically increase the value of the house. No, I bought the house for X amount of dollars. You tax it for that amount.
Yeah, well said. No, I totally agree with you. You know, we've had this system in place now where they tax you based off of the value of your home, not what you paid for your home. Governor, I know you've been hearing that message and, you know, assembling a task force to look at finally reforming this property tax system. It's been a burden for decades here in Montana.
Yeah, property taxes are too high. I agree with Mark, the caller. And here's the challenge. The state doesn't get a dime of property taxes. We collect a little bit of it, but it all goes out. 100% gets distributed back to the local schools. So property taxes are driven primarily by local spending. And over the last 20 years, inflation has averaged a little over 2%. Local spending has gone up 6% every year for the last 20 years. So this is why we put the task force together. This is why we did the rebates, $675 in each of the last 2 years. But we need permanent relief. And I'm looking forward to working with the legislature this coming session to get permanent relief put in place for property taxes because they're too high.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that I think the fact that you and the legislature delivered over $1 billion in tax relief, and look at how good that was for our economy on top of that, and how good it was for revenue, I think that's a key reason why I think you beat your opponent by 21 points, if I think I remember right. And then there were other statewide Republicans that posted all, you know, similar numbers. And I think it's because of delivering and actual results. Well, we've got Montana Congressman Ryan Zinke on the phone lines. This is my first time getting a chance to catch up with Congressman Zinke here following his big victory in the Western. Governor, wasn't that just a big win in that Western Congressional
District?
Hey,
Commander, congratulations. Well done. We're thrilled to have you. We're thrilled to have you serving for us in Washington, and just on this Veterans Day, thank you for your service as well.
Well, it turns out I'm in Washington, D.C. at the moment, and we are trying to obviously reorganize and get something done. I think we all, you know, the contract was that we worked hard in the campaign, we won, and now we have to actually get it done on the other side. So there's a you know, in the House, we face a debt ceiling that we're going to have to work with. We face a government shutdown. We're going to have to navigate. And, you know, my preference is we go back to Constitution, Article 1, Section 9. No money should be moved from the Treasury unless by consequence of appropriations. So I've talked to the president-elect. I've talked to the leadership here. We need to get back to appropriations, and Congress needs to do their job. If we do that, you know, I think we're going to have a good future.
Governor, I know you've got to run in a couple of minutes. Did you have a comment or a question you'd like to throw out there to Congressman Zinke? Just maybe something in line with how the state of Montana and Washington can now work together in the same track, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we've made a lot of progress in Montana over the last 4 years, but I'll tell you, at every turn, we've been fighting the Biden administration. EPA was trying to shut down Colstrip. We have the BLM taking grazing rights away from our ranchers. I'm just thrilled that Trump is back in office, and I know that Ryan has been a really strong voice for us back there. But now we're going to have the White House. And working together, we can get stuff done for the people of Montana. I'm excited about what the next 4 years holds.
The opportunity awaits, right, Congressman?
Well, we have a great governor. Plus that, we have three combat veterans and a son of a Marine. And I think Montana is going to get our say. Because, you know, a lot of Washington, D.C. views Montana through the lens of a Yellowstone. But they don't understand Montana. And, you know, we're not a flyover state. We're a state. Our values matter. And I think Washington, D.C. is going to have both barrels of Montana, which is a good thing.
Well, Governor, great to see you. Thanks for dropping in. And, of course, First Lady Susan Gianforte, always great to see you as well. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right. Yeah, Congressman Zinke, with Veterans Day, first off, what's your Veterans Day message for all your fellow veterans out there all across Montana? Such an honor to be behind the microphone on a day like this.
Well, it is. And, you know, Montana has a high proportion of veterans, both from our, you know, Native Americans and Montanans. And I got to tell you that also, you know, what we often forget is the sacrifice of the spouses and families. You know, it's true the members are out there, they're putting their lives on risk, and many have made the ultimate sacrifice. But we oftentimes, you know, kind of forget also that the spouse, the families, you know, also a sacrifice, and you just reach out and say thanks for all those years of service, both for the spouses and the families.
I'm so glad you did that. I was thinking the same thing earlier this morning. It's so incredible because of our Vietnam veterans, you know, guys like you and I and our fellow post 9/11 veterans in particular, we get thanked all the time. People are so gracious. And I remember you couldn't even walk through an airport with your uniform on without somebody trying to buy you a cup of coffee or lunch or a bottle of water. But yet so often the spouses who bear such an incredible sacrifice in the kids of these service members that bear such an incredible sacrifice hardly even get recognized or even a mention. And so a big thank you to every single one of them, and because oftentimes they're juggling a job of their own, taking care of the kids, and then the stresses of not knowing what your service member is going through or went through.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like, you know, a lot of birthdays missed, you know, a lot of anniversaries, et cetera, but, you know, a lot of life experiences too. But I just want to really say thank you and appreciate, you know, the spouses and family members for their sacrifice too. You know, as I look at, you know, the Veterans Day, it is important to realize that service doesn't stop when you leave, you know, the service when you give an oath to the Constitution. You know, that's a lifetime commitment, making sure you support, you know, the families, the mission, and understand, you know, what's at stake. You know, I'm an optimist. You know, we face some serious threats. When people don't talk about Venezuela, I think that's a threat, you know, near term. And close by, China, we have, you know, war in Ukraine that's bleeding us dry. And we have, of course, you know, ICBMs being launched directly into Israel from Iran. There's a lot going out there, and our service members have always been the backbone of the strength of this country, and I believe it will continue.
One of the things we've talked about, and I think this is appropriate here on Veterans Day, is the absence of leadership in America, the lack of leadership in America, not just in Washington, D.C., but in corporate America and Wall Street. And what we used to have is a lot more combat veterans, you know, the World War II veterans, the Vietnam veterans, who filled those roles, those leadership roles in Washington and in Wall Street, and our country was better off for it. It sounds like we're starting to refill the ranks. We're getting more combat veterans now elected to leadership positions in Washington. What do the latest numbers look like? I mean, you talked about Montana's congressional delegation now. Three out of the four combat veterans, yourself, Senator-elect Tim Sheehy, Air Force veteran Troy Downing, and then, of course, Steve Daines, the son of a Marine. What are the latest numbers you're hearing when it comes to the House and fellow veterans elected there?
Well, we are going to hold the House. It will remain tight, but I'm pretty confident that we'll hold the House. In the House of Representatives, I was the first SEAL, Navy SEAL, in the House. We now have six, with McGuire winning in Virginia, and one in the Senate. On Special Forces, we thought we were going to advance from 2 to 4. We did not win those races. But when you look at combat veterans, Marines, Special Operations, combat vets, you know, we're a little over 65, which is pretty good. Our goal is 100, and I think we'll get there in a couple cycles, but we have to earn it. And, you know, veterans aren't the answer to everything, but I know a combat veteran has been to combat. I know the depth of his character, and that's why I was a staunch supporter of Tim Sheehy. You know, boy, you know, $309 million spent on that campaign, and you saw the viciousness of those false attacks coming. And then, you know, look, when you're in combat and you see a depth of a person's character. And I know that where they're going to be in the Constitution. So on this great Veterans Day, I think we should all say thanks to the veterans who served and their families and understand why they're serving. They're serving for a great country. And we live in a great country, and we live in the best state. Let's celebrate the day.
All right. Congressman Ryan Zinke, again, congrats on your victory. Thanks to your service. Please tell your wife, Lola, a big thank you on behalf of a grateful nation as well for her sacrifice through all those years and your kids as well. God bless you, sir.
Well, thank you. Now it's time to get things done, guys. You know, the celebration's over. Let's just focus on getting things done, because that's why we were sent to Washington, D.C. That's why the governor was sent to Helena, to get things done on behalf of our people.
Gas up the gun trucks and on to the next mission. All right. Congressman Ryan Zinke, thanks for your service, and thanks for joining us. Congrats again on your victory in the Western Congressional District here in Montana. Susan in Missoula, we'll get to you right after the break, and we'll try to get to a few phone calls as we can, but we've also got the big announcement from our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental. They're going to tell us which veteran was nominated to receive $50,000 worth of services. Really cool deal. They're making the announcement today.
This is where Montana talks at with Lane Nordland.
26 projects were recently announced for USDA's latest round of local meat capacity grants, providing needed resources to add and upgrade equipment and improve efficiency for local meat processors. USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Jenny Moffitt.
Local MCAP is targeted assistance for equipment-only type grants and grants that are more tailored towards some of the smaller projects. We were just able to announce the third round of awards for approximately $20.2 million in grant funding for 26 projects through the local MCAP grant program. KM Meats in northeastern Wisconsin, that's going to use the funding to purchase new equipment, including things like stuffers and hanging lines, 3-truck smokehouses, automatic grinders, and also energy-saving cooling mixers. These upgrades that they're going to do will boost their processing capacity. It's going to engage additional 121 local producers to be able to have access to processing capacity, and then also create 12 new jobs, just further supporting the local communities. Granite State Packaging, that's located in New Hampshire, they're receiving a grant to purchase new slaughter, cutting, and packaging equipment. This will increase their business's pork slaughter and processing capacity, benefiting 100 local producers and increasing the availability of local pork products.
USDA says this will help producers and local communities thrive. I'm Lane Nordland.
Talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide, this is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Well, this is going to be a ton of fun here in just a couple of minutes, just a few minutes. We are going to announce the winner of this big deal. You guys have probably heard us promote this here. Over the past few months, our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental, and we're going to have Dr. Larson with us here in just a couple of minutes. Our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental, they specialize in dental implants. And I've been to their facility. They've got incredible facilities, an incredible team. And I'm talking, you will look at these dental implants. You will look at the set of teeth that they build right there in-house with this incredible technology. And you'll be like, that looks like real teeth. That there's no way that is, those are fake teeth. That looks like real teeth. I mean, it's crazy. It's like something out of a movie. But that's what they build. That's why people travel from all across the country to get their dental implants from Yellowstone Family Dental. Well, they said, hey, for Veterans Day, we want to give a veteran dental implants. This is $50,000 worth of services we want to give to a veteran free of charge. Well, we're gonna make the announcement of who that winner is here in just a few minutes. So some of the folks who have applied for this, I think, will be on the phone lines. First, though, let's sneak in a couple of callers here on this Veterans Day. I knew we'd get a phone call from our friend Susan Campbell-Renault in Missoula. She always does so many great, incredible events for Veterans Day in Missoula. Susan, thank you so much for the call. And what did you want to share with our statewide audience?
I just want to let people know that are in the Missoula listening area, including Ravalli County and Mineral County and Lake County, to please come at 11 o'clock to the Doughboy statue at the Missoula Courthouse for a beautiful ceremony honoring our veterans. And I apologize for my voice. We are going to have a beautiful ceremony, and it will be at 11 a.m. on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And we want everyone to come to the Missoula Courthouse, and we've already had two breakfasts at VFW and the American Legion, a bunch of boatload of civilians and veterans that were cooking up a storm. So I hope all of you across Montana have a wonderful, wonderful Veterans Day. And Aaron and Ryan Zinke and Tim Sheehy, I love you and I thank you for your service.
Oh, you're too kind, Susan. Well, we love you and we thank you for all you do for our veterans. Several ceremonies every Memorial Day, several ceremonies every Veterans Day, Flag Day, you name it. That great American patriot, Susan, is there. Susan, God bless you. Thanks so much for the phone call. All right, let's sneak in one more caller here before we get to our big announcement here on this Veterans Day. We've got Kathy in Billings. Kathy, thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening earlier, and then I didn't listen for a little while, so I don't know how far you talked about this, but the election of the Senate majority.
Yeah.
I just saw the whip list. And Senator Daines is voting for Thune. Thune is a never-Trumper. He hates Trump. He hates Trump. And we won't get anything done if he's the majority leader. And I'm just asking all your callers to call and flood Daines' office with a no for Thune. Go with Rick Scott from Florida. Thune and Cornyn are both never-Trumpers. Thune has put out all kinds of texts and stuff about Trump and hoped he'd never run again and all this stuff. And we just, if we don't have a majority leader that's backing Trump, we won't get anything done.
Well, yeah, I don't know if this is an accurate whip list or not, but I saw the tweet from Benny Johnson. And if Benny Johnson's numbers are accurate, he says Thune has 24 supporters, John Cornyn has 18, and Rick Scott has 11. Yeah, I share your concern about Thune and Cornyn. I think they've been weak on the border. They've been weak on supporting Trump. And I heard Tim Sheehy on with Neil Cavuto on Fox, and he made a great point. He said whoever the Senate majority leader is needs to be all in on the America First agenda, because we may only have 2 years now to really get things going and get this country going in the right direction, so they can't waste any time. I, for one, would love it. I know he doesn't want the job. I would love it if
if President Trump tapped Senator Steve Daines on the shoulder and said, Senator Daines, why don't you serve as majority leader? I mean, if we had a Montanan as majority leader, that would be huge. First time since Mike Mansfield served as Senate majority leader. Like I say, I know he doesn't want the job, but I'll tell you what, he did a great job about moving the Senate in a pro-Trump America First direction these past couple of years, and he won back the Senate majority. Cliff and Laurel sent us a message on the Montana Talks app. Don Jones, our post 1-2-3 commander, was honored by the governor early this morning. Please come and congratulate him at our Veterans Day ceremony and chili supper at 5 p.m. at Riverside Park in Laurel. Cliff, thanks for sharing that. Lori in Billings, to all veterans and their families and other supporters, we love you, thank you, and appreciate you. Thank you, Lori, for that message. Well, speaking of appreciating our veterans, this is so cool. We've got Dr. Larson from Yellowstone Family Dental back in the house with us here. Dr. Larson, this is so exciting. We get to announce the big winner today.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I appreciate you having us on here. Thank you.
Yeah, just move that microphone a little closer. There we go. There okay. We go. All right. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's great to see you. So I'm trying to think how many months ago this was. You guys said, hey, we want to recognize a veteran. We want to give a veteran free services, which is incredible because we're talking about full dental implants, upper set of teeth, lower set of teeth. And like I said, when I was at your offices, I mean, these look like real teeth. I would not be able to tell the difference between your implants and a real set of teeth, other than yours are probably nicer than most people's teeth. But
well, we were pretty excited about this. I actually, once we got into this, the hardest part of this whole process has been everybody we saw had such a great story. We ran into so many veterans that it was breaking our heart to look at these people and see their stories and see what they were going through and trying to help them out and trying to narrow them down. There were so many people that were so deserving and had such great stories. I didn't really think about that going into it, but that's been the hardest part of this whole thing, is trying to, you know, to say yes, you've got to say no to so many others and so many of them that really deserve. That really need help and need something like this. But we have narrowed it down. We've had some of them into our office and done some scans and stuff and some medical history so that we can make sure that the people are healthy enough and that there's no danger to them in the procedures that we're going to do. And so, yeah, we have narrowed it down and we couldn't pick just one winner. Unfortunately, we kept going back and forth and back and forth. We actually have two people that we're gonna try and help out. So we're gonna have two people win the contest, and
wow,
we're gonna take care of a couple of them.
So you're gonna provide this service not just to one veteran, but to two veterans as well. That's incredible.
We're very generous. We're pretty excited. One of our doctors is spent 5 years in the Marines, and he's just so excited about this. He wanted to help everybody out. You know, if there was a way to do that, like we would do it. But
so when you say we're providing them services, how do you describe what you're providing and what you're going to do for them?
So it's going to be a little different for the two people, but the one we're going to, she has teeth that are, she has pain. She has all this work done. They're falling out. She's missing a bunch of teeth. And, she's gonna have to start over. Like, we're gonna, instead of going to dentures, we're actually gonna replace the teeth with dental implants and a full set of teeth that is gonna look and work better than what she's got in there now.
Well, so should we get her on the phone line here? So tell us who our first winner is.
Our first winner is Tiffany Kittleson, and so we're excited to get a chance to work with her.
Tiffany is on the phone lines right now. Tiffany, did you hear that? You are gonna be the big recipient here.
I did hear that. Oh, my gosh. I'm so thankful and excited to work with Dr. Larson.
Well, Tiffany, we're excited. We're excited to see you. I've looked at your x-rays and gone through everything, and I just really feel like we're going to be able to make such a big difference in your life and all of the things you wrote in your letter and the struggles and the pain that you have. We can help with that. We can fix that. So I'm excited to get a chance to work with you, to be able to kind of walk you through that process. And on the other side of this, it's just going to be, you're going to be so happy. It's going to be wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Tiffany, what branch were you in? Tell us a little bit about your military service.
Yeah, so I was in the Army. I did 7 years, and I just am finishing up my eighth year in the National Guard now.
Wow. So you're still serving as well. I got to tell you, because I saw the photos and the write-ups for all the nominees here. I thought you had a beautiful smile. I was telling Dr. Larson off air, I was like, when I saw her teeth, I didn't think she would need a service like this because I thought you have a beautiful smile. But then he was telling me, yeah, but you don't know the pain that she was dealing with. So yeah, Tiffany, if you can, stand by. We got to take a quick break here, but I want to hear your take on what this means for you. Because like I say, if we were to just look at you, we'd be like, wow, she's got a beautiful smile. Why would she need these new dental implants? But as you can see, it's about more than just, you know, you can't always judge a book by its cover on what they're really dealing with right now. All right, stand by. Back after this.
Broadcasting live across the great state of Montana, powered by the Montana Electric Cooperative Association. Your Montana Electric Cooperative, they do much more than keep the lights on for you. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Well, if you're another one of the folks on the phone line, stand by because Dr. Larson mentioned it. They were just going to, you know, give away services to one veteran, but they said, you know what, let's take care of two veterans here on this Veterans Day. So stand by if you are waiting on the phone lines. Tiffany Kittleson, hey, I don't know if there's anything else you want to share. Again, thanks for being with us here and congratulations on this. But, you know, like I say, when I read the packets and saw your photo, I thought, well, she doesn't need this. She's got a beautiful smile. But we don't know, you know, the pain that you might be experiencing. I don't know if there's anything you want to say on that front.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, it's just been, like, a chronic pain ever since I was probably, like, 16 or 17 years old with, like, these teeth issues. So I guess I'm looking forward to moving forward in life without dealing with that chronic pain and being able to focus on better things now.
And you're all the way out in eastern Montana, too. But hey, there's people that travel from across the country to get services like this. So I'm excited to hear about the before and the after as well. Tiffany, thanks so much for being with us here this morning. Dr. Larson, before we announce our next winner, yeah, anything else you want to say?
No, well, I'm just excited. I'm excited to work with Tiffany. She's got a really compelling backstory and, you know, talking about the impact that having to deal with her teeth and have her teeth as sort of this, you know, this constant annoyance to her. Some of the infections and the failing root canals and things that she's had and that she's been dealing with and just hasn't, you know, hasn't had the ability to be able to take care of those. We're excited to give her a chance to start over and get healthy and be able to take that part, that worry, at least that one small worry out of her life and take that away from her.
So, well, it sounds like a young mom that's got the rest of her life to look forward to with those kids and everything else too. So that's just incredible to have something like this to be able to carry forward. Tell us who our next recipient's going to be.
Well, it was tough. It came down. Michael Abraham is our next one. And Michael Abraham, he is one of my partner dentists he was a Marine for 5 years. I was talking about earlier. He came and said, hey, listen, can we do more? Is there more we can do? And he and I sat down and I said, hey, yeah, let's do it. And so we sat down together and we decided Michael Abraham is going to be another one that we're going to try to fix his teeth up and have an impact on his life.
Well, Michael Abraham is with us on the phone lines as well. Michael, congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. I'm almost crying. This is so awesome. I cannot wait for this to begin.
What's got you so emotional?
Oh, my God. Dr. Larson, just doing this program for veterans, giving this away. I mean, it's amazing. And I've lived on this earth now 52 years with this problem, and to finally get it taken care of, oh, my God. I just, happy days ahead, that's all I can say. I'm so excited.
What a life changer. Yeah, I mean, for some people it's pain. For some people it's just self-confidence, not wanting to smile because of teeth issues or whatever. But it's so incredible they get a chance to honor somebody who served their country. You were in the Air Force, is that correct? What'd you do in the Air Force?
Yes, sir. I went in the Air Force right out of high school, and they decided they wanted me to be in law enforcement. So that's where I went. And I got in there, and first thing they did was start to go to work on my wisdom teeth. They took them all out, and it was so traumatic, and it was so painful. I couldn't even go to work for days after because, you know, I was carrying the sidearm, but I had to keep taking, like, Tylenol and stuff, and I couldn't take it and wear a weapon at the same time. So,
And the teeth issues have just continued to plague you ever since. Well, congratulations. This is just awesome. Dr. Larson, before we run out of time, I know, you know, you're going to want to tell them what's next in the process. And then for our listeners out there, they kind of have an idea. I can't wait to see the before and after photos here as well, and the before and after stories, too.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. I, you know, having done this so many times, I really have an idea of the impact we're going to be able to have. And I know that for Tiffany and Michael, it's kind of new and it's a little bit scary for them. Our office is going to be reaching out to them and make contact, or we're going to start the process of information collection and have some consults with them to really walk through everything that's going to happen. But I'm so excited for them. You know, I get to see this stuff all the time and be able to see these life-changing kind of events. And you know, Michael being emotional, we get that all the time. People that don't have problems with their teeth, they don't realize how much this weighs on people throughout their lives. And you think about everything else they do in their lives and all the good times and bad times that we all have, they have this extra weight on them all the time and this extra pain and worrying about going out in public and worrying about, you know, if they go to a family reunion, what kind of food's going to be there? Are they going to be able to eat anything? Are they going to, you know, have a bad toothache and have to leave? And having this kind of stuff going on all the time, it's so gratifying to be able to help and to be able to take that away and have people give them sort of a new lease on their life and a new chance to get back out there and be proud of their teeth, of their smile, and not have that pain and that self-consciousness anymore.
Yeah, when you guys told me about, you know, you got people that got loose-fitting dentures and they don't eat steak when they go out for dinner, I was like, okay, you had me at steak, because if I can't get a steak for dinner, it's like, okay, I'm coming to see you guys. MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com, if you'd love to benefit from these types of services as well. Dr. Larson, a listener in Whitefish, just sent us a message. Dr. Larson is a saint. Thanks for taking care of these veterans here today. This
You're
is
welcome.
Incredible.
Thank you, Aaron.
All right. Yeah, MontanaDentalImplants.com to learn more about their services.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.